visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVUE News Time is 8:49. It is Newsmaker 2 time. We're pleased to have with us here today Leanne Briggs, who is a critical care flight nurse with LifeSafe Transport, but also serving as a preceptor for new flight clinicians and the base outreach coordinator for LifeSafe Unit Number 21 here in Emporia. And we also have Jared LaForce, who is a clinical base lead at LifeSafe 21 here in Emporia as well, also serving as a critical care paramedic, both talking about the Blood in Flight initiative unveiled yesterday at Newman Regional Health.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you?
Doing good. Jared, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay, and appreciate you having us on the show.
Oh, glad to have you on with us here today. Leanne, I think the fact that the announcement yesterday and really the local, regional, state, and national representation there really demonstrates just the vital importance here of the Blood in Flight initiative. And before we start getting into the details on really how this works, I wanted to get your perspective here on why this is such a vital move and necessary move here for the company, the hospital here in Emporia, and really the state as a whole.
Yeah, so this is a life-saving measure. So uncontrolled bleeding is the number one cause of preventable death from trauma. And roughly 60,000 people in the U.S. die from blood loss. And this is something that we can help. We can intervene and try to save some of those individuals by getting them blood emergently when we're on scene.
Jared, from your perspective, you know, both of you are it sounds like, on helicopters on a regular basis. Jared, from your perspective, give us, I guess, maybe your perspective on how important this can be given the situation, say, with different kinds of crashes specifically, but also maybe other situations like fires and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I use the analogy, you know, this is a tool in our toolbox, and, you know, those tools, it's not necessarily about the tools themselves, it's about the professionals. But a professional without tools can't do their job effectively. And there's a certain percentage of the patients that we fly that can benefit greatly from us having this capability that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And so I think it's extremely important, and it just opens up more capabilities for us based on the scenario and the situation that we're in. It just gives us more capability and more options to use.
Leanne, what had to come in play to allow this to happen, to get blood transporting available to LifeFlight here? I mean, a collaboration, obviously, but what exactly had to happen to make this fire away?
Yeah, there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So we have a partnership with the American Red Cross, which was pivotal in bringing this to our community. So our clinical leadership team met with the American Red Cross to develop policies and guidelines and some of these processes, just even the logistics of getting blood and receiving it, and then also once we've used it, then restocking that. And so there's a lot that goes into that. To prepare for us getting blood, we actually had kind of a cooler that we did mock carrying blood with. We just used saline instead, just so we could get used to the frequency of every time that we left for a flight carrying that blood with us. We also do temperature monitoring, and that's very crucial for us. And so we have daily checks. Every time we go on a flight, we check out the blood. So there's a lot of processes that go in and logistics behind the scenes and a lot of education. So we make sure that we meet the standards that are required.
Jared, on that topic, talk a little bit about, I guess, how you guys had to either educate yourselves or bring other people in to get that education side of things. So this is now a smooth process whenever you're called out in these most urgent situations.
Yeah. Our clinical leadership team and our medical directors all got together at the beginning of this, and they set all the parameters, created the protocols, and then they disseminate that information out to us, specifically when they want us to use it. You know, the tracking of that, how we're supposed to log all that information, and then my job as the clinical lead is to make sure that all the staff here understands those guidelines and work within those parameters to make sure that we're doing everything the way that it's supposed to be carried out. We treat blood products similar to how we would treat narcotics, very seriously. We track them, regulate them, and we have a very rigorous process and paper trail for all of that. And so anytime that the American Red Cross wants to come take a look at, you know, how we're using those products, how we're storing those products, how we're documenting all of that information, we have all of that readily available, and they can make sure that we're using it appropriately.
So, Jared, where will the blood be stored? Close to where you will actually fly out? Obviously, it will be easily accessible. Do you carry different types of blood? How does that work?
Yeah. So we have a main base fridge that's dedicated specifically for the blood. It's a specialized cooler. It's got multiple thermometers and recording graphs and everything, and that's very controlled. Once we accept a flight, on every single flight, we remove it from that fridge and it's placed into a regulated cooler. It's got some special parameters, has to meet certain criteria. It has a thermometer on it as well, and all those have to be tracked. So we carry it with us out the door on every single flight, and then we track that just like we would track any of our other equipment that we have with us. And then as soon as we return back to the base, it gets removed from that cooler and logged back into the refrigerator. So we keep it with us all the time, just like we would any other medication.
So do you carry different types of blood then?
We do. So we have packed red blood cells, and we have plasma, and they both play very important roles in resuscitation.
Leanne, from here, I guess this certainly plays up, you know, the partnerships that are in place all the way around. The ongoing partnership with LifeSave and Newman Regional Health, obviously with the American Red Cross. But you know, this also points out really what the Red Cross has been driving home for a long period of time, and that's the need for blood donations. So you're able to have the blood able to transport.
Yes, that is very crucial. Part of yesterday was announcing that we were carrying the blood in flight, but also making a call to action to ask our community to come and donate. There are times where they have critical shortages, and we feel that because sometimes we will maybe order blood and it may be a little bit of a delay before we're going to be able to get another unit in. And so that's what we wanted to bring to the community, was ask for their help in making sure that we have this blood available for trauma victims.
Jared, how important is this, I guess, now to have the wide-ranging partnerships involved, just, you know, beyond Newman Regional Health and the American Red Cross, but to see, you know, the representation to say, okay, yeah. Just to see everything that came together yesterday.
Yeah, we're extremely grateful for all the partners that we have. You know, we could do this without them. Where from the emergency services on the ground that will land us at scenes, you know, we partner with them. And then NHTSA, Highway Patrol, everybody that helped us get the word out and helps us be able to do our job on a daily basis. I mean, those relationships are crucial for our success. And we're happy to partner with them and spread the word and then recruit people to continue to donate blood and allow us to do our job.
Outstanding. Well, Jared, thank you so much here for your time this morning, and really looking forward to chronicling the partnership as it continues to unfold, and really how this winds up getting utilized here down the road. Thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Leanne, thanks again for joining us here today and helping get this set up and getting us more information about the Blood in Flight Initiative, and thanks again for working with us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you both. Great job. Keep up the great work.
That is Leanne Briggs and also Jared LaForce with LifeSave Transport joining us here this morning, talking about the Blood in Flight Initiative, which was announced at Newman Regional Health. Do want to pass along here, Ron, we had a lot of emergency traffic flying past the KVOE studios here. We do have a report now in the 800 block of rural of multiple houses with smoke coming from them. So we'll be stopping over there here in just a little bit. But the 800 block of rural, the way it sounds, is potential fire activity in that block. And we'll keep you posted here throughout the course of the morning on KVOE and KVOE.com.
Thank you, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc, healthcare without the headache. It's 8:58.
Emporia's radio stations invite you to beat the bracket during the NCAA tournament and win a fantastic grand prize of a recliner from Triad Leasing and a year of light-duty auto oil changes from Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. Pick up a bracket from one of our sponsor locations.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, 310 West 12th and 24th and Industrial. The Liquor Store, 507 South Commercial. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th. Triad Leasing, 1123 Commercial. The Station, 402 Merchant. And Sutherland's Home Improvement on Industrial.
Fill it out and return it to the sponsor location where you got it by 10 a.m. Thursday, March 16th. The person with the most points wins the grand prize. Second place receives $300 in cash from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. $100 in cash goes to the third place finisher. Earn bonus points by listening to the 750 Sports.